You're on.
All right, everyone. Thanks for waiting. This is Skate Talk Live filling in for Foss FM this week.
Hello.
In the studio, we have Boosh Clown.
Yeah, hello.
Got Patrick's hanging out.
What's up?
We got Heath, who swore you're not going to talk tonight, Heath. He's waving hi.
It's different than being on the show, because at least when Heath doesn't talk on the show, you can see him. So now you're just kind of going to have to take our word for it that he's here.
He'll talk a little bit.
I don't think he's going to, but or we'll get him in here.
Well, tonight's show, we're gonna have some music.
Chris Johansson.
Oh, yes.
Playing with Johanna Jackson.
And the dog.
Raisin.
Raisin hanging out.
Solomon.
Are you guys hanging out?
No, we're splitting.
I might chill for a little while, but.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
I'd say it's going great. It's going great already.
All right. Well, we're going to play some music and talk some shit. And we got a little Boosh news tonight. Is that right, Boosh?
Barely news. Say that.
Yeah. Well, let's go to a song real quick.
What do you want to listen to first?
I'll play that Morrissey.
God damn it, Bob. You put a bunch on. Find out what one you want to hear.
Just hit anyone. We'll be back in a few minutes with some more Skate Talk Live.
Days are mad, why don't you find out for yourself? Then you'll see the price very closely. Some men here, they have a special interest in your career, they wanna help you to grow, and then siphon all your dough. Why don't you find out for yourself? Then you'll see the glass hidden in the grass. You'll never believe me so. Why don't you find out for yourself? Sick down to my heart, that's just the way it goes. Some men here, they know the full extent of your distress. They kneel and pray and they say, long may it last. Why don't you find out for yourself? Then you'll see the glass hidden in the grass. Bad scenes come and go, for which you must allow. Sick down to my heart, that's just the way it goes. What they are, and what do you do? Well, you just sit there. I've been stabbed in the back so many, many times. I don't have any skin, but that's just the way it goes.
And we're back.
Yes. Welcome back. That was Why Don't You Find Out For Yourself off which album, Patrick?
Vauxhall and I.
Yeah.
Are we doing this right?
Oh, yeah. I was just worried you had the computer still on.
No, no. Faded it out. positive.
Yeah, when I played the first song, people were giving me shit about in the studio about just jumping right into a song. What should I have done differently, Boosh?
Jams. More jams better.
You think more less talking, better. More jams?
Well, no, people want to hear you.
I think they do.
Okay, they want to hear you talk about all the shitty porn stars you've been hanging out with lately?
Well, I don't think shitty's the right word, but it's something similar to that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did he know that was what he's been up to?
No, he's hanging out with his porn stars.
What porn stars have you been hanging out with, Boosh?
There's a few that have moved in to a...
I want to know how you meet these girls, too.
Household names, or they just, happened to...
I mean, there's a few that you might know. Like, there's...
that you might know.
I don't know if I should talk about their actual name. There's... Or porn name... A girl, yeah. Zoe Voss, that she lives, a block... Yeah, Google it real quick.
How do you meet these
it's
porn
just,
stars?
It's
how do you meet them?
We met at bars and then ended up becoming friends. It just
no, they're not special friends.
I'm not
actually.
Doing any. I'm the king of the friend zone. Any of you guys want to know how not to get pussy, I'll let you know after the show.
Well, Boosh is so in there that he can't even fuck a porn star.
I'm just that good of a guy, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's funny about you is you can't just hang out with normal people. They have to be a porn star or an actor, or they have to, be some sort of bartender somewhere. You can't just be normal and
or
hang out
some weird looking dude that works at a deli underneath my building.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you can't just hang out.
What do you mean?
Well, it's all kind of about status with you.
Are you serious? You want to air this out right now?
Does it not come off like that?
First off, I hang out with plenty of people that are the biggest pieces of shit ever.
Including yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely in that category.
Yeah.
But then I'll hang out with... I attract a smorgasbord of people. It's not... Or not even attract. I fucking get along with everyone. What do you want me to do?
Well, what's it like hanging out with porn stars? Are they blowing people in front of you?
Fuck, I wish. No, it's really hanging out with anyone else.
Do you hesitate more to make a move on a porn star than on a regular chick?
You definitely have to hold a lot more cards, which I think, Patrick, you can't just... Actually, I don't know. Fuck, don't ask me. I'm friend zone. Sorry, Patrick's in. I'm fucking friend zone. I'm six levels deep. I got no good advice. You want to... I can teach you how to become friends with people, but if you're trying to if you're trying to get somewhere other than that, you're shit out of luck. I got nothing for you.
Well, let's go into another song, Boosh.
What do you want to hear?
Put anything you want on. We got a whole hour to kill. Are we going till 10 or?
Mm-hmm. We're going till 10?
Yeah.
All right. About a little Rolling Stones.
Whatever you think. It will fit.
All right, let's do this.
Back in a few minutes.
Sitting, thinking, sinking, drinking, wondering what I do when I'm through tonight. Smoking, moping, maybe just hoping some little girl will pass on by. Don't wanna be alone, but I love my girl at home. I remember what she said. Fidelity in your head. thinking, superficially thinking about the rinsed out blonde on my left. And then I said hi like a spider to a fly, remembering what my little girl said.
Back, that was Spider and the Fly by the Rolling Stones, by off the album Stones. Out of Our Heads.
Yeah, I noticed when right when we went to that song, Patrick says, "Oh, because people come to us for the Rolling Stones." Is that a music snob remark? Well, music snob there. Yeah, why? Because we're not sitting here with the album cover, just like, oh man, when these guys came out.
No, there's been a lot of Stones on the. I've listened to these things. Dill played a lot of Stones. Foz has played a bunch.
Well, no, let's hear it from him. Why? What was that remark all about?
You know, hoping for some deep cuts.
You want to go deep cuts? Ah, deep cuts is coming up then.
Deep Rolling Stone cuts?
Wait, deep cuts? I don't know that band.
Music snob in here. I didn't bring albums. I didn't bring vinyl.
Well, this radio show, this is awesome.
Sure, I wouldn't mind. I don't fucking know much. I know Morrissey, and that's it. Other than that, I can't really. My,
did you see Morrissey on his birthday?
I did. I went to San Diego, and I saw Morrissey on his birthday.
Happy birthday? Did people sing for him?
People did not sing happy birthday for him. That very truly disappointing.
I would have.
I in my head I did.
Okay.
I had other shit going on.
Oh, cool.
In my head.
It was
a good show. Yeah, it was better than most San Diego performances that he's done. But
what about the Forum you saw him perform?
It was better than the Forum, I gotta say. But Bush made this, we were talking about the porn star thing before that last song. Bush had a story about one of the chicks that he was hanging out with about how, what was the story?
Yeah, well, there's one that I'm hanging out with that's not only a porn star, but a full-on hooker. And she got back. Yeah, when am I going to pay her in fucking trinkets? I got nothing. No. I'm full on, I'm fucking, I don't even like to think of it like that. It's like the old thing. Like if I make enough platonic friendships with enough good-looking girls, and one of them will crack eventually.
One of them will black out and crack.
Yeah, and then it's going to be all right after that. Well, but anyway, so she saw her. I went out to breakfast with her a couple days ago, early morning, and she was telling me how she threw up that morning, and she had gotten really drunk the night before.
Yeah.
And she said, that never happens to me. That's something that's really weird because that never happens. She's like, oh, I'm trying to think back when she was hooking up with some dude who was actually being like a sugar daddy and paying for it.
Get to the point.
Yesterday she found out she's pregnant. So that's a fucking countdown to shitting out a fucking blood baby in a little bit, because apparently she's not keeping
blood
it.
Blood baby?
she's just fucking, she's going to kill that baby, but it's nice to know, like, I've hung out with her and just.
Because you were trying to get on her and little did you know.
I haven't been trying to get on her. I haven't fucking.
I like how.
Abortion jokes on the show.
What
kind of
jokes?
Day jokes and. Yeah, wait, have we talked about skating yet?
Oh.
Yeah. Let me see if this is even on.
Maybe this is all about skating.
This is all skateboarding related.
We have Boosh News tonight.
Yeah, I need the actually, internet. We have that actually. Section. Can we put on one more song so I can hook this thing up to the internet so this will work? We have a soundboard that we need to start putting into the show.
Okay.
Let's get Boosh News going.
Let's play another song first.
Okay, play a song.
All right. What do you guys... let's just do something quick.
Beatles.
Yeah.
Here,
I'm going to do some Townes Van Zandt for you. Just a real. It's off Rearview Mirror. It's called Poncho and Lefty. It's one of the best songs he ever wrote.
You're a fag.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. Day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go, oh, it ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day, and only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. Till our Poncho fell, Lefty's living in a cheap hotel.
I got it from a
boring. It's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told.
I got it from a Negro.
Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Oh, now he's growing old. They could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose.
I got it from a Negro.
A few gray federales say they could have had him any day.
Hey, where are the white women?
They
women
only
at.
Let them go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose.
And we're back. That was Towns Van Zandt with his
Poncho and Lefty.
Poncho and Lefty.
Is it time for Boosh News?
Whoa. Is it time for Boosh News? I guess it is.
We have a little segment of Boosh News tonight.
Yeah. I guess the one of the main things that you can watch out for that probably didn't know about is the new Almost videos coming out tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty much, it's going to be pretty awesome.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah.
The new Almost video tomorrow. What else?
What else is going on? Let me see.
We're doing Boosh News, yeah.
We're doing Boosh News.
And we have a soundboard going with it.
Yeah. So. Anthony Pappalotto's off Converse, which is... yeah.
You dick!
Yeah. Which sucks for him. Did you see... I don't know, Patrick, if you look at Slap message boards ever. Someone sent me a link. There's a 10-page... like thread. Someone said he was on Nike and people have been photoshopping him into all these different situations for like a couple weeks, which is really funny. There's a couple good ones. They had someone photoshopped a thing where it was like his Elwood welcome ad, but they shrunk him and then it says welcome Andy Pappalotto and it's a termite ad and they put like pads and a helmet and stuff. It's pretty good.
So business is just like
yeah, that's what's happening. Sweet.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
That was the wrong button. That was the wrong button. Sorry, guys. All right. Thanks. So, wait, in good news. Wait, we got some good news.
Really weird.
Yeah, we got some good news, actually.
I like right. it.
That was Bob's pick right there. Lucian Clark is on Supra and Chewy Cannon is on Crew. Those are the two like Palace bros. You know Palace?
What?
Any
what?
Of you guys, why am I talking to Patrick? We're talking to you out there, all three of you. So if you didn't know that, you probably don't have an internet connection. But that happened. Those are good dudes. And I guess that's good for someone. So what else do we got? Podium filed for bankruptcy, which is weird seeing how fucking awesome all those DVSs that came out were. But I heard someone told me, fuck it, I'll throw them under the bus. Huff was telling me a story. He was talking to Tim Gavin like right after it came out and he's asking him how it was going and how is he doing, if they're going to be okay. And he got an email and it was just Gavin's resume.
Ooh.
It was supposed to be a joke. That was funny. That wasn't a ooh thing.
Uh-huh.
Do I got something, a laugh? Oh, here we go. Yeah, there we go. Got to start putting that stuff in.
Yeah.
All right, you want some more?
More news.
This is the worst fucking radio show I've... If I turned this on, I would break my radio.
I love it.
Just so
it.
I wouldn't have... What else?
Keep it going.
Oh, God. So, Kellen James is now on Osiris.
Really?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, man. Is Kellen James black?
I don't know.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
What'd you say, Kellen?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All right.
I know.
Hey,
I
Bob.
I heard the horn. He is black, isn't he?
Yeah, I got something for you, Bob.
I'll go home and get your fucking shine box.
All right.
Nice and zany over here.
Woo! Welcome to the morning zoo. Boosh and Bob.
Drive safe out there.
Oh, man.
Boring.
So, what do you think? You want to pick another song, Bob?
Is that it for the news?
We got some more. What do you want to talk about, this Antoine Ellie situation? Because I don't know if I have enough buttons for that. Oh, God.
Antoine's on Ellie?
No, I guess. Not? Yeah, he want. I guess they were doing something where he was going to. He was going to get on there, and then he changed his mind, and then now he's back on Death. You were talking to me about this earlier.
Yes. He was threatened to go to LE.
And,
like,
and they called his blood. Wait, they. Oh, shit.
Well, no, I'm repeating what you just said.
Oh, no. He was.
I don't know anything.
I thought because he was off Death Wish for a while.
Yeah.
And then he. Bob told me he was going to get on Ellie. According, Tony Tay was going to be here and talk about this.
He's giving out sources.
I'll throw everyone under the bus.
He's giving out my sources at the same time. What was that?
That was us crashing. That was our radio show.
I want more news.
Really?
Yes.
You want to talk about Josh Swindell?
The guy that gay bashed someone and went to prison and now he's free?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about him?
Nothing. We can... I think the news
he's
got...
He's free.
He paid his debt. Yeah. So do you think he should have to say sorry for that? Or is him being in jail his sorry?
I don't know. Do I have that story right? Did you guys hear anything about that? Did Josh Swindell like beat...
He beat a gay dude to death, but I guess the guy had some sort of fucking physical ailment that, like...
Maybe he already said sorry, just not to you.
I haven't got an apology. But do you feel like since he was in jail for that long, can he come out and be like, oh, I don't care, I paid my debt. Like, jail time is in... You don't have to be sorry because you're in jail. Or you can be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I did this. And you can stay out. Or since you did fucking 20 years, then you can come out and be like, shit, I'm not sorry.
No,
I did my time.
No, I feel like he murdered somebody and he should be in jail forever.
That wasn't the question.
What was your question?
Because he was gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it was... It's a weird thing because...
It's not weird.
I'm not going to name any names, but there was a skateboarder with him with a... initials DW, yeah. And I guess according to like there's like books and oh wait, we got some people coming down the stairs right now.
We're live.
Do you guys mind? Oh yeah, and it's all right, this is turning into a real great radio show now, ladies. And I don't mean I mean lady and guy that's listening right now. So wait, what are we doing?
Boring.
I don't know. Play another song.
Want to play another one?
Yeah.
All right. What do you feel like?
Put on Morrissey, My Dearest Love.
My Dearest Love.
Yeah.
Here we go. Morrissey with My Dearest Love off the Swords album.
Without reason, remove.
the place I've been dreaming of, where the grotesquely lonely meet the grotesquely lonely, and they whisper just very softly, please be mine.
And that was a deep cut from Morrissey.
Yeah, and I challenge anyone to figure out who picked that fucking song right now.
I was digging deep on that one.
Yeah, digging
even
deep.
Even Heath didn't know. He was like, what is that?
Yeah,
you
Heath
know the
was,
Corey? So oh, you know the Corey?
Yeah, that song.
He's like on his iPhone trying to Google it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know Heath is actually here right now. And
so you
we had a talk earlier about Heath. Heath came here and shaved his head right before he came here, and we were having a talk of how his Heath shaved
this
his head.
Is Boosh News?
No, it's not news at all. It's news. I'd say this one is a lovely treat for the ladies. Heath no longer has hair. He has a shaved head.
It wasn't like long before, was it?
It was long. Yeah, and it wasn't bad. He got a lot of positive attention from
that
hair.
It was a lovely bed of hair, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know how many looks me and Bob have seen him get tonight? It's a big fat zilch. Nothing.
Why do you think he shaved his head?
You know, and when you're, I guess it comes back, when you're a sap,
he won't talk.
When you're a sap, you're going to do a lot of crazy things.
I mean, it is bicked.
It is done. Bicked. He's back. He looks like a walking penis right there. You what?
No, he won't do that.
No. It doesn't look like a Rambo killing spree. It looks like Britney Spears when she lost her mind and then just decided to cut everything off.
But why do you think he shaved it, Boosh?
You know why? Yeah. I think when you're a sap, there's no, when you're a sap, and I know, Bob, you know this too, as speaking from sap experience, and you're deeper into the studies than a lot
I'm
of us have
sap.
Been.
Yeah.
Hey, do you fucking mind not brock, 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 brock over there? Just a fucking chicken coop? Come on. We're doing a radio show here.
Actually, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Brock? Background noise is fine. Who cares?
Brock?
Ray's car broke down at Burger King.
Oh, that's
fine.
And then what? All right, so back to... Oh, shit. Yeah, wait. Hold on.
Oh, hurry up. Oh my
God. So wait, can you ask, why are you guys laughing?
Barry's car broke down at Burger King.
There you go. Awesome. Hey, here's for you guys.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
All right.
I thought it was fine out loud there, Vin.
Yeah, that was great. So it's good for us in here, but people out there listening can't hear shit because it's just a fucking brack, 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 brack. Yeah. So, all right. Actually, we have some news, me and you, Bob. The new Weekendtaj is coming out this weekend.
Yes.
And we both have a little something in that.
You're plugging us.
Yeah, we're plugging. It's a fucking radio show. You got to do your plugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it comes out Saturday. I got this. It's on a site that...
We got on the hot seat here, and then you fucked it up.
We got a site that this guy runs.
Where did
he
go?
He's a fag.
All right. You hear that? And then it's coming out on Saturday, but it's going to be some funny skits, I guess, that we're in. It's going to be like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Weekendtaj, Grant's thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny. You get to see Bob cross-eyed without glasses talking about one of his old friends that just got caught up in the party scene.
And you
know anything about party scenes.
What do you know about party scenes? Can you still remember those?
Yeah, Patrick. I mean, you don't like people that like to have fun.
You know he doesn't have a mic, Bob.
Patrick's over there on his phone. He hates when people have fun.
Yeah, look at him. He loathes a good time.
Yeah.
I'm doing PR on the show right now.
Are you?
Twittering.
Patrick, do you have what it takes to be a baker?
Yeah, speaking of that, do you?
I don't think so.
Boosh, do you have what it takes to be a baker?
I tried. They wouldn't even let me onto the pilot. Well, so obviously I don't. I read that. Oh, yeah. We can plug Patrick's Jankum interview. That just came out. Talks about Knox fucking shaving cream in his bag, throwing his CDs out of the window.
Man.
A 12-year-old
punked Patrick out of the scene.
Because more celebrities know who I am than I know who they are.
Wait, we got Brayden in studio. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Was that Greco? Yeah, fuck it. It could be pretty much either of them.
You know, just because... I go home with Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, and the Olsen twins. You know, if they want to party, you know, it is what it is.
So, Brayden, what's it like being so hot in Hollywood right now?
Do you have what it takes to be a baker?
I don't think so. Not after those stories. Those are wild nights.
Do you have what it takes to be a baker? He doesn't.
The only thing Heath has what it takes to be is a fucking sap.
Oh. Play a song.
Look at him.
About to go crazy.
Play something sappy.
Oh, we're about to sap the fuck out of this place.
Play Roy Orbison, I Was All Right.
Oh, God. Here's Heath's sapping song.
I've been a moonshiner for 17 long years. I spent all my on whiskey and beer.
All right, fuck this song, ladies and gentlemen. We're back already. Heath got that look in his eyes where we didn't think he'd make it and we didn't want him to leave, so we had to change the song. We're back. Do you want to, Heath, can you come in here for a second? Can we have a little mini saps meeting? We got some stuff we got to talk about. No? Basically, he's who is sitting here with his stupid bald head drinking.
Is this stuff you have the curry? Stuff you the curry? You're the curry.
Yeah.
You're the curry.
You're the curry.
Yeah. He's one of the founding members of a group called the Saps, which is one of the softest gangs in Los Angeles. It's basically a group of four guys that all broke up with their girlfriends at the same time and go sit at Starbucks and complain to each other. The only one we're missing is the King Sap. It's a man named Tom Carter. Hello, Tom. And it's King Sap is a man who flipped over a table because he saw an ex-girlfriend eating with someone else when he was supposed to get dinner with her.
You're making something.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking. I mean, I know I'm a sap. I'm not. I'm. Yeah. I calls them as I sees them. You know what I mean?
8-hour episode of Speed Talk
That was first off. That was 2 days after I broke up with my girlfriend, and right when I tore my ACL. So I was off my shit. That was a great 8 hours, though.
And how long ago did you break up with her?
Well, a year
and some. A half.
Not,
maybe
not a half yet,
and you still act the same way that I'm not acting. Happened?
No, I'm a lot better. We had to have meetings. We would go meet at Starbucks.
You brought this public, my friend.
Oh yeah.
And let me tell you something.
Wait, let me tell you. Do you really want to bring this public? You want to go full on?
I just think you're pretty. I think you're so gnarly to the point where you want other people to be miserable as you.
Yeah, misery loves company.
I know it does.
Yeah. So, speaking of you,
what about me?
Oh, we can't go there. I made a pact to Bob. I can't do it. Actually, let's air this shit out.
No.
No. No. No. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm back where I want to be.
This is the part where Boo starts talking to himself.
Heath's out. Heath's out. Good. Heath is going to be back to sapping in about 2.5 weeks. Look at the look in his eyes. He knows it himself. No more taxi. No more anything. He shaved his head. Bob, I can't even comment where Bob is, but just use your email. Holy shit. All right, well, Bob can't. Just so you know where Bob is, he can't even talk about it, so that shows how good that's going.
See...
Me?
I don't want to talk about it, though, on the air. If we turn off the microphones, I'll talk to the whole fucking room about it.
You won't talk to...
Who wants to talk about their fucking girlfriend on the fucking air?
You have a girlfriend?
No.
No, you don't.
This one from... Yeah, you turn this from skate talk into fucking your own personal demon talk.
This is the last fucking 7 minutes of the show.
What does that have to do with anything?
We can get weird then. It's the end of the show. You got to make him want more. You want to find out what... It's a to be continued. You want to find out what happens.
Just like your ex wanted more of you.
Yeah. You really want to go there?
I'll just fucking burn it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like let it go.
Oh, man. Like she burned you.
Yeah.
All right. So wait, I guess are we almost done? We got a couple minutes left. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep going. The Saps.
Keep going. Put on a song.
All right. I guess this is when.
3 minutes.
All right. 3 minutes. All right. We got one last song for you, and this. I guess this goes out to everybody out there that's ever felt oppressed, ever felt held down.
You're speaking to yourself.
And ever felt like someone just fucking put you in your place. Here you go. Love you all. See you next time.
This next record is dedicated to some personal friends of mine, the LAPD. For every cop that has ever taken advantage of somebody, beat them down or hurt them because they got long hair, listen to the wrong kind of music, wrong color, whatever they thought was the reason to do it. For every one of those fucking police, I'd like to take a pig out here in this parking lot and shoot them in their motherfucking face.
All right, apparently BB played that song. I didn't know that. Patrick told me. But hey, fuck BB. I peed on him at Chad's birthday, so fuck him. And if you're listening to this, fuck you, BB. We'll get one more on you. This is for all the black guys out there that want to hear some rap music. Here you go.
Straight off the streets of Compton. Dedicated and by most suckers hated. But I got something I want you motherfuckers to know. I really don't give a fuck.
Niggas ain't shit in the 90s, I don't trust them. And bitches on my dick, but they ain't shit, so motherfuck them. Easy know what's up, cause Easy really don't give a fuck. It don't concern me if it don't pertain to money or not. But then again, I talk to a few of my friends 9 times out of 10 by some ends or some skins. Cause I'm the type of nigga that got the habit like a rabbit. Rapping is my hustle, busting hoes is a habit. I stab it like a truth, no good nigga should. I do it the way a down OG nigga would. And now niggas know Eric Wright ain't no buster. Another platinum cut from the Compton Thugster. My name is
Easy Bae. Motherfucking a real nigga. Born and raised in motherfucking Compton. This one's dedicated to you buster ass niggas. You know who you are. Smoke a fat ass joint to this, bitch.
I don't think I'm all this or that, but I'm all me. Original gangsta, E-A-Z-Y-E. Down from the jump, now I'm ending with the bizang. Still rolling in my 6-4 on the bizangs. Doing wicked shit, cause shit is wicked on the streets. And from what my eyes see, the wickedness will never cease. Bitches on my dick, can you know I'm running, y'all? So you just sold your soul to the motherfucking devil's son-in-law. Wicked as can be, Eazy-E got the flow. Leaving the smell of death on the road for show. And a hoe can't make me or break me, but she could take me to a motel and work a nigga swell, cause I'm
Eazy-E, babe. Yeah. Suck on these nuts, motherfuckers. Get with the real and quit faking the funk. And oh yeah, stay off my dick. Really though.
I let my demons loose when I hit the 8 juice. And I leave a trail of stiffs when I'm high off of spliffs. Niggas talk shit, so I talk a lot of shit too. Niggas wanna diss, fuck them and they whole crew. In fact, nigga, thank ya for stacking a nigga's bank up. Yeah, I'm living swell.
All right. We're at 10 o'clock. And that is the end of the Skate Talk show. There wasn't much skate talking. Skateboarding's not really important when you're on the radio because there's a lot of other stuff to talk about. So, next people we got in here, I don't know what the titles are, but they're setting up.
Barry Johnson.
Case Logic, man.
Case Logic? That's what he's holding in his hands right now. Sweet. Just say what you see. There's no name to this show. It's just a dude and a chick about to do their thing on the radio. All right. Sweet. So Bob, Patrick, and Heath left. They're going to the... If you're out there, if you're still listening, and you're by the Fairfax area, go to Kibbit's room because the Goat is playing there tonight, and it's probably already packed. Holds like 50 people, so you guys are shit out of luck. But give it a try anyways. I'm just going to keep talking until someone else does something. I might... Here, I'll put on one other song and then... Is that it? Here, let me put on one song, a little going away. This is actually... Now that I got those fucking guys out of here, this is my favorite Tom... This is my favorite Tom Waits song of all time. It's off one of his early... It's like early years. It's just him and piano... doing his thing. It's called Shiver Me Timbers. This is a going away song, so enjoy that. Bye, guys.
Leaving my family, I'm leaving my friends. Body's at home,
But my heart's in the wind, where the clouds are like headlines on a new front page sky. Tears are salt water, and the moon's full and high. And I know Martin Eden is gonna be proud of me. And many before me have been called by the sea to be up in the crow's nest and singing my say. And shiver me timbers, I'm a sailing away. The fog's lifting and the sand's shifting, and I'm drifting on out. And oh, Captain Ahab ain't got nothing on me, so come on and swallow me. Don't follow me, I'll travel alone. Water's my daughter, and I'm skipping like a stone. Please call my missus and tell her not to cry. Goodbye is written by the moon in the sky, and nobody knows me. I can't fathom my staying, and shiver me timbers, I'm a sailing away. And the fog's lifting and the sand's shifting, and I'm drifting on out. Captain Ahab, he ain't got nothing on me, so come on and swallow me.